The station master involved in Greece's worst ever train disaster had his court appearance postponed by a day on Saturday as the country braced for more mass protests over the crash that killed at least 57 people. Thousands of protesters have demonstrated across the nation since Tuesday's collision between a passenger train and a freight train, with public anger mounting over government failure to manage the rail network. The first burials of victims of the crash began Saturday. Public refuges known as the warm hubs are spreading across Britain this winter as soaring food and energy prices take their toll on citizens, AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Thousands of warm hubs have appeared throughout the UK in libraries, churches and community centres. They act as a haven for those who cannot afford to continuously heat their homes or are trying to save money by skipping hot meals. The disastrous combination of Russia's war in Ukraine, continuing disruption from the pandemic, and the economic aftershocks of Brexit is putting more people in Britain under financial strain. The UK's annual inflation rate was just above 10% in January, with food prices up almost 17% over the year. Karen Chavas, London.
Several U.S. states are considering dropping out of a nationwide registration program that helps track registered voters after conspiracy theories arose about the partisan system. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Right now, there are 32 states and the District of Columbia enrolled in the Electronic Registration Information Center to identify voters who have moved to other states and those who've died. Louisiana dropped out after online posts from election conspiracy theorists questioned the purpose of the group and its source of funding. But leaders in Georgia, another Republican-led state, are actually crediting the program with providing data to remove some 100,000 people no longer eligible to vote. I'm Quinn.
Kenya was hit by a nationwide power blackout on Saturday evening caused by a quote-unquote system disturbance. Electricity distributor Kenya Power said, quote, "We are working to restore normalcy within the shortest time possible," Kenya Power said in a statement. Kenya Power is the country's sole electricity distributor, and the bulk of its power comes from Kenya Electricity Generating Company, which is the main producer.